Yeah, this disruptive technology of taking people into space, well, the same thing is happening in air travel. For example, at the moment, there are currently more than 70 companies globally who are planning first flights of urban air taxis by 2024. Gosh. And this is going to give the average person access to personal air travel on a sort of Uber-type model ordered from your app.
And there's a direct link, is there, between that rocket, which I'm looking at a TV feed of sitting there in Cape Canaveral, and the ability of that to happen?
So there's a direct link in the way that these new entrants into the market are disrupting the technology. That's the link. And this is happening all across the aerospace industry. It's an incredibly exciting time to work in the sector.
Yeah, but the idea then, because SpaceX have been putting commercial payloads into space for a bit, haven't they? But just not people. And it's that link between the private side of the industry and people that matters.
Yeah, it is. So America has not had the ability to put people into space for a number of years. They've been launched through Russia. And this will, through private industry, both Boeing and SpaceX, will allow America again to put people directly into space. Yeah.